This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast syndications, affiliates around the country and around the world through the internet, as they call it. You can catch the archives afterwards on GCN as well as SoundCloud and many other places around the web. So anyway, we got 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. Another hour live here, 866-939-2355, or you can send us a note message through social media, the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook or Twitter at RS Bell Media, or just go to robertscottbell.com and put a comment or question of the day there. We may have some more about Super Don's taste in pizza, perhaps, as we lighten it up a little
bit. You know, that really got a lot of reaction. I was kind of pleased with that. You know, it started off with everybody, being against me, saying that pineapple belonged on pizza. But some people rose to the occasion in my defense. So maybe we'll revisit that.
Never put Super Don in the corner, right? Okay.
You just put that pineapple pizza in the corner, though.
Just the pineapple pizza in the corner, which I might eat. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it some more a little bit. Speaking of fruits and veggies, pineapple, I think, is a fruit, correct? Is that right? Tomato is a fruit, too, bizarrely enough, right?
Yes, it is.
There's some questions about organic fruits and veggies, why they're critical for stopping cancer as well as living longer. But before we get to it, how about pancreatic issues? We've talked extensively about diabetes over the years here and the fact that it is reversible, particularly type 2 diabetes, evidence of a chromium deficiency, the right form, whole food form of chromium. But there's an interesting story out of BBC News in their health section called Fasting Diet Regenerates Diabetic Pancreas. Now, another discussion point over the years has been fasting. Fasting is something to be done very medicinally. If we look at the animal kingdom, there are times when animals, when they're ill, they will fast, and then they will recover. And this is something that is good medicine. It's obviously really deeply connected to the source of all sources, because animals, they're not going to med school to figure this out. There's a great intuitive, or you might say instinctive, survival mechanism, and that is, right now I'm sick, I shall not eat. And the fasting specific in this case is talking about restoring the function of the pancreas, interestingly enough. Now, we've had people that have gone paleo. Remember, what's the guy, the paleo, what's his name? Now I'm losing it. He had diabetes, he was overweight, and he went paleo. And
the diabetes warrior.
Diabetes warrior, thank you. Oh. I just lost that for a second. But, yeah, and how he's gone through changing his diet so radically that he was no longer impacting negatively the function of the pancreas. He completely recovered. His fasting glucose is amazing level. And so there are stories of that, just transformation of diet and recovering. But in this case, it's a specific focus on a specific type of fasting. Published in the journal Cell, they say that it reboots the body. So, you know, I don't know what the skeptics are going to say about fasting and how, you know, is that an appeal to hunger? Your appeal to hunger, that's not a legitimate thing.
Your appeal to food, yes.
Your appeal to food or something like that. Like, food can't heal you, or stopping to eat can't heal you. And, in fact, it can. It turns the body's energy systems, the metabolism, on the healing front. Also, the detoxification front, which, of course, is not a real thing according to the skeptics either. The materialist reductionists say detox is bogus. Get the truth about detox from the truth about cancer. You'll see how real it really is. So if you mimic a fast, even by eating food, not a true total fast, you can mimic a fast by modulating or moderating what you put into the body. And in this case, they said a low-calorie, low-protein, low-carb, but high unsaturated fat diet. Now, I would argue that even if you got saturated fats in your system, you would still benefit from a clean source, of course, because the fats are so critical here. We've been ignoring the need for fats, instead taking away the fats and then replacing them with sugar, with carbohydrates, and that is facilitating pancreatic insufficiencies. But this is, again, similar to a vegan diet, nut soups, around 800 to 1100 calories a day. So it's a caloric restriction diet. And even if they come off the diet, the benefits are still there for restoration of pancreatic function. And they say that not just type 2 diabetes, but type 1 regenerative events happening. This is very exciting. And this is where I say, you know, I don't put past the natural world anything. Anything can be accomplished if we know what to do, if we know how to honor nature instead of getting in the way of nature. But I will say, what we know of mineral deficiencies, we can greatly accelerate, along with this type of fasting diet, the recovery of the type 2 diabetic to the non-diabetic. In other words, no longer do you have the type 2. As we say, the type 1, because of the damage to the beta cells of the pancreas, it can be so devastating that it's a much more complex issue. But regeneration through fasting, there's evidence for that. Again, published in the peer-reviewed literature. And even if you don't fully recover from type 1, going on a diet like this can reduce your needs greatly for synthetic, you know, pancreatic supplementation with the drug known as... what is that drug when you're diabetic? Do you know what it is, Super Don?
Metformin?
Well, no, metformin is a good guess, but instead it's the replacement for the... it's gone, right? Type 2, you don't...
Insulin?
Insulin, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's people think.
Yes.
Put your thinking caps on. I'm sorry, Super D, I just had to do
all
that.
All right, that's all right.
But, you know, the idea that you can't produce it at all. But remember, as we've said for a lot of years here, and it's written about in Unlock the Power to Heal, that if you have adequate quantities of chromium, the GTF molecule, you actually have the ability to unload, offload the sugars, and get them back out of the fat cells for the body when necessary, when you're fasting, even if you don't have adequate insulin levels. It's amazing how that 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium, I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get it at unlockthepowertoheal.com or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble's online, and you can get the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote. Now, speaking of fruits and vegetables, why organic? It's not just that they're not, well, pesticide-laden, but there are specific reasons why these pesticides are bad, not just for your body, but also for the plants themselves. And in this article at Natural Blaze, they talk about salvestrols. They call it a wonder nutrient found in fruits and vegetables, cancer cures, if you will. And this is significant. You've heard of resveratrol, right? So it's part of the salvestrols. But when these... pesticides and herbicides and fungicides are in these plants or added to these plants while they're growing, it greatly reduces the ability of the plant to actually produce these things. And of course, at that point, then if you eat those plants, not only are you getting the added detriment of these toxic substances added, like these pesticides, but you reduce the ability of the plant to produce these things that are oncolytic. In other words, help your body to overcome cancer or prevent it or reverse cancer. And so the idea of relying on synthetic toxic chemistry and added to plants to kill things, right? You're going to kill the pests that you don't want. But you're going to devastate the normal balance of the chemical makeup of the plant itself, including things that are critical for why they say eat more fruits and veggies. And while I would argue, yes, eating more fruits and veggies is good, it's a moment of duh, as you can see, there are articles even on CNN that say eat more fruits and veggies for a longer life, and we would call it a moment of duh, but this article at Natural Blaze goes into more detail on the chemical makeup of plants that have been treated with synthetic chemicals. to kill things, and ultimately to add to the growth of cancer in the body. Which is why I've always been a stickler for, it's not only about eating fruits and vegetables, it's eating those that are cleaner than the fruits and vegetables that have been loaded with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And so I don't want to get too technical and scientific, but I think this article is really well written. It's pretty clear, Super D, how they describe that it alters the natural chemicals within an organically grown fruit or vegetable. This is good. Well, this is good information.
I had never heard of salvestrols before, but apparently this is the plant generates these salvestrols to fight fungus. And then when you're using fungicide on the plants, the plant doesn't have to generate those because there is no fungus, right? Mm-hmm. So the natural development of the salvestrols doesn't take place. So the fungicide is causing the plants to lose their cancer-fighting ability.
Correct. It's not only vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. There are a whole lot of other phytochemicals, plant chemicals, including these salvestrols. And they reference in here about laetrile and apricot kernels, amygdalin or B17. Again, you alter how the plant grows, you alter what is grown in the plant, what is available to you in the plant. And, of course, salvestrols, they acknowledge, just like laetrile, have selective cancer toxicity, not toxic to general healthy cells. And again, this is where nature wins. Even when we've talked about the use of silver or silver nanoparticles to address cancer, as opposed to platinum-based chemotherapy, like cisplatin. Like the silver is able to devastate cancer cells like the platinum-based chemo, but the platinum-based chemo is indiscriminate in killing everything else around it. That means your healthy cells are devastated like all chemo, whereas the silver doesn't do that. And similar, the B17 doesn't do that. And similarly, the salvestrin doesn't do that either. But if you're growing food and you're loading it with glyphosate, weed killer, pesticides, you are now not only eliminating anti-cancer qualities of healthy foods, but you're adding things into those healthy foods to make them less than healthy foods and less than optimal foods. In fact, they might be partly the cause of the cancer that develops that the dunderheaded doctors might still claim is genetic. But it's epigenetic, because these toxic synthetic substances added to good food cause your genes to express differently because they have to respond to toxic poison in the environment, in the food that you put into your body every day. Not one thing once in a while, but a lot of things every day when you don't go organic. If you're not going organic according to the federal guidelines, then you can grow it yourself. Like I did earlier today, I showed you another organic, two organic carrots I pulled from the garden this morning. If you didn't catch it, go to the Facebook Live sequence that I have at the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, and you'll see it there. All right, folks, a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How about raw milk in Montana? If it's not frozen right now, it could be fresh and raw. We'll talk about it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. And if you missed our Friday edition, we do Freshman Fridays with Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. She does great and throwing some questions our way, holding our feet to the fire, the old people of the Robert Scott Bell Show, that's Super D and RSB. And pay no attention to my gray beard when you see the video. I haven't had to go out to do lectures in a while, so it's been nice. You know, I hadn't had to shave a little bit. I think men, we're allowed to get lazy, even though I ask, you know, when this beard would become real. I don't think I have the capacity to grow a real beard, but I just enjoy not shaving for a little bit anyway. So.
Yeah. I'll admit I fall into the same trap sometimes where I just don't lean close enough to the razor.
Yeah, you get scruffy a bit.
And you know what? I'm the same way, too. I can't really grow a beard, but I don't want to. It's all gray. So
yeah.
It's just like,
no. Yeah. It's like white beard, you know? I'm thinking of white substances. How about milk? You know, well, the one thing that was unreasonable of you not to have done so far is a raw milk theme song, because we do raw milk often enough. I'm amazed that the listeners haven't said, Super D, come on, you're falling down on the job. Why don't we have a raw milk theme song?
Raw milk theme. All right. Yeah. So you throwing that out there?
I'm throwing that gauntlet to
all
you
right,
because I think that's, I think it's one of the lesser challenges for you than, like, the vagina theme song that Captain Morgan threw your way.
Or
right?
The Heeper Sulfur Calcarium theme.
Yeah, this is probably so easy you can do it in your sleep, but don't go to sleep on this one.
Well,
Montana,
the listeners have been slacking off. Nobody's thrown any challenges at me, so I'll take it.
They're giving you a break, but I'm not. Yeah. You're going to do this.
Right.
Now, Montana, this would be the theme for this one. Montana House passes bill to legalize some raw milk sales. This is a natural blaze, and it was... Michael Mahari, our good buddy from the 10th Amendment Center, we had on a couple of weeks back talking about this as well. And it's interesting, this bill would nullify federal prohibition against raw milk, which, weirdly enough, the FDA, the feds say, not only can you not transport interstate, but intrastate. Well, there's no authority at all. Yet they've done it. Now, Montana is a state that's really not big into big government. And yet, they don't allow raw milk sales. And in addition to this raw milk sale, they're saying we shouldn't even check or test raw milk, which some people are going to freak out about because the nanny staters on the local level will say, well, no, you can't have that. But what the bill does is it sets up a legal pathway for sale from provider to end user, which I think is smart. Because if you're going to start selling raw milk in retail establishments, the reason why raw milk's not ideal in that scenario is like how long has it been there? How have they maintained it, for instance? And yeah, I'm not into the nanny state, but I recognize we like to get our raw milk right from the provider. That's what we do. Because you have a freshness associated with it. You have some level of control and accountability because you actually know the farmer. You know the cows, if not personally, through the farmer. And so there is some level of immediate, hey, this milk not good, you know. You're very close to the provider at that point. But we've lost sense of that because we've moved to an established delivery system that requires a zillion gallons of oil refined into gasoline to ship it cross-country to get to you. Not the best method of delivery of raw milk to the end user. Better yet, have your own cow or your own goats. But just short of that, is again, my argument here, going local, there's less need to worry about so-called bad milk. And the reason they pasteurize milk as the way it is because it's a factory farm system, factory farm to delivery to retail, and they have to kill everything in it or else something might go bad or off in it. But that's not the way we should be doing it. I know it's like one of those things, Robert, you're going shoulda, woulda, coulda. But we've got historical precedent. The way we used to deliver food, it was from our own backyard, from our own farm, from our own neighborhood or community. And we got to get back to that. But good on Montana for backing down and nullifying federal law here if this goes all the way through. And every state should do it as well, as we talk about with cannabis. No authority the federal government has to ban raw milk any more than it has to ban cannabis. But yet the people in the states and on the federal level, the legislature there in Congress has lost sight of how our constitutional republic is supposed to work, how a republican form of government works. The authority is not granted, not enumerated. The powers not enumerated for the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. That's where the 10th Amendment comes into play. And you can and should, by law, nullify that which is unlawful for the federal government to do, to promote or ban. And that raw milk thing is one of those things. So there you go. 10th Amendment Center update, raw milk as it's related. We'll keep drinking it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you like it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to, because we're not into mandates. Bans are forceful. The power to fraudulently deceive you, no, that's not ours. The power to bring healing to you, yeah, that's ours, and it's yours. All right, prebiotic foods, sleepy teens, and crime rates. Another comment of the day about pineapple on pizza as well, coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, and rocking the health world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here. And robertscatbell.com, you can check out all the links. And Super Don just had to take me to task off the air. And I'm like not one to shy away from being taken to task on the air when I goof.
Well, you know, I can't blame you totally here, because right. I forgot sort of too.
We both forgot, didn't we?
As we were talking about it, yeah. You challenged me.
Yeah, it's funny. I was like, we love all the new theme songs that you come up with. And sometimes, and let's acknowledge this, because we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So technically, this is our start of our work week, our broadcast week. And a lot of times we just roll back into it and just like, man, you know, we're having a great weekend, we're outside, it's like, oh, I'm back in studio now, right? And we just forget stuff. I'll be honest, over half a century, you're heading there, you're grandpa, but
Turns out,
yes,
we do have a raw milk theme, don't we? You've done
yes, we did.
Milk theme. Yeah. So just because I want to stretch it and acknowledge it, and because it's my show, I'm going to play it anyway. Even though we did the raw milk update, we'll lead into some probiotic, prebiotic discussion.
Cool.
So give a listen. Super D, just he nails it. We just are forgetful occasionally. I guess I got to have a cup of raw milk after the show today.
Rolling, 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 from them teeth is flowing, nectar straight from heaven, raw milk. You don't know what you're missing, it's delicious, pure nutrition. You'd be crying if you ever let it fill. Drink it up, yum, if you can get it.
Oh, oh.
Where can I find raw milk? Drive a farmer, code word Daisy Juice.
Daisy Juice.
Don't get caught with raw milk.
And, of course, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the only real milk is raw milk. The other part is not really ideal for ingestion because it devastates the natural balance. And that includes a probiotic balance that occurs in milk, whether it be goat, cow, human. And to pasteurize is to devastate it, to alter the proteins as well, denature them, and creates other problems, which means people that might benefit from consuming milk would not know if they need it, because they're drinking it pasteurized, even if it's organic. So if you find a good source, give it a test. If you're so inclined, it can be a medicinal food. I'm not saying everybody needs it all the time. I know people are, you know, oppositional. They have oppositional defiance disorder on raw milk. I'm all about finding out what works for you. But if you're drinking milk, make it raw. And by the way, probiotic colonies there, kefir, yogurt made from raw milk, absolutely phenomenal. And you can actually benefit your gastrointestinal health, your microbiome. And that's the story here we're going to go to from probiotics to prebiotics right now. It's an interesting discussion and an important discussion. This is also found at Natural Blaze. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And we talk about Hippocrates acknowledging that disease begins in the gut, right? First, do no harm means don't throw chemotherapy in the gut to devastate it. You want to build it back up. Now, first-of-its-kind study by the University of Colorado in Boulder suggests that lesser-known, as they're called, gut health promoters can have an impact on the body. What are those lesser-known gut health promoters? Prebiotics. Prebiotics. Now, prebiotics are like food for probiotics. They facilitate the growth, the healthy growth and reestablishment of the probiotic colonies within your gut, which is why, you know, I've said for many years how inefficient it is just to throw probiotics in the gut and think, well, that's it. That's all you need to do. Part of what we call prebiotics, or I call them that, I'm just making this up on the fly here, is reestablishing the healthy gut lining so that the probiotic colonies have a place to live. Because let's throw, what's my analogy, Super Don? I say, all right, you got a napalm, I don't know why. You got a napalm of a rainforest, but you love animals, so you save all the animals. You take them out, then you napalm the forest, and you said, we saved the animals, we're so good, now you put the animals back in. Now it's a desert, it's not a rainforest. They all die. What good was saving the animals? Because you devastated their terrain, their environment, their milieu. And this is the point of the environment, the macrobiome and the microbiome. You use one without the other, it doesn't work. So heal the gut, and then you can regrow the healthy bacteria. So prebiotics are sort of like that. If you've gone through the Silver Aloe Protocol, as I talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal, you've established the healthy terrain, the villi, the epithelial lining is back, no more leaky gut. Now you not only throw the probiotics in, but you want to throw prebiotics in to facilitate their growth. Like fiber. They call this prebiotic fiber. When you throw in, for instance, raw vegetables, raw vegetation, in conjunction with the probiotic colonies, guess what? They produce all kinds of side benefit compounds. And one of the most phenomenal compounds is the first element on the periodic table of elements. You know it as H, hydrogen. Hydrogen, a lot of us are getting from our water because we have Echo Water Systems, ECHO, Echo Water, H2O, right? We release the hydrogen through an electrolytic process. If you have the Echo 7, you have the Echo 9, or the new devices that are out there that produce pH-neutral hydrogen water, this is mimicking what should be done in, wow, devastating, lovely quantities. I mean, devastating, I'm using that wrong, improperly. But just to show the production of hydrogen is so critical, but when you have the prebiotic fibers, you now have the ability to produce hydrogen because that's what happens when they get together. But in between the time you're eating, you can facilitate that even more with the H2 released through your water. And if you haven't learned about that, it's in the book, but you can also go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook. But in this article here, it talks about enhancing REM sleep, interestingly enough, when you have good prebiotics. It's a rat study, but REM sleep was enhanced. And of course, REM sleep is associated with regeneration. Regeneration, right? Because you utilize the body, you utilize things, there are waste products, you got to remove them. There's a breakdown and there's a regeneration process. That's life. When you can't regenerate, that's the end of your life. And so this prebiotic concept is a solid one in terms of health, healing, and recovery. And so the ultimate prebiotic is raw vegetables, raw vegetation, non-toxic because it's organic or organic quality, that you haven't devastated the plant life with toxic chemo from outside sources. And this is why I use the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, because it also carries its own food, prebiotics as well. But that concept is sound, Super Don. Anything I'm missing? Because I usually do on a Sunday afternoon here on the show.
No, I think it's interesting because, you know, as you said, it was a rat study. Mm-hmm. But it did show that this type of treatment, this prebiotic diet, improved REM sleep.
Yes.
And REM sleep is very important. You know, we were talking about this last week, about how the interruption of REM sleep causes problems. And I think it was a sleep paralysis that we were talking about last week.
Sure, yeah.
So that's obviously something you could put to the test when you're trying to improve your sleep. And it actually is very interesting because there's another story out this week, which I thought was rather... It seemed humorous to me. I don't know if there's something to this or not, but science likes to do these studies on things and try and come up with, connect the dots to things that just don't seem to make a lot of sense. And there was this story that I saw talking about teenagers. You know, you've got teenagers. I had teenagers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And according to this study, I guess it's interesting, it is stating that sleepy teens are 4.5 times more likely to commit crimes as adults.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really? But have you ever met a not sleepy teen?
I thought all teens are sleepy.
They need a lot of sleep, right? Now, of course, we'd like to see that they do have energy when they're awake and boundless energy, but if they're not getting enough sleep, of course, you can see the criminal mind can be developed through sleep a deprivation. A lot of devastating things can happen. But if they're saying that if they didn't get enough sleep in teenage years, does it mean that they're 4.5 times more likely to become criminals as adults or as teens?
Adults. No, talking about, I think it worked out to be like 14 years later.
Right.
That they had committed at least one crime, and they're tying this to a lack of sleep. And so, I understand. I mean, look, behavioral issues in kids can be tied to a lot of things.
Sure.
Would a lack of sleep do that? Yeah, I think that could play a role.
But based on our previous discussion of prebiotics, how about if we make their sleep that they do get more efficient, moms and dads out there? Are you feeding them raw vegetables? Are they eating them? Are you giving them the prebiotics? Or are they drinking the molecular hydrogen, the hydrogen-rich water from Echo, right? These are strategies we can do because sometimes you got teens that just want to stay up late. And maybe there are other strategies that can make their sleep more efficient, right? As that study showed, REM sleep was enhanced when they had the prebiotics. So another thing to think about as we move along here. Now, if you're going to do the kind of pizza that teens like, and heck, a lot of adults do too, the question is what should be on that pizza? And, I would play the comment of the day theme, but my audio player just crashed for the moment, Super Don. So,
it must not have gotten enough sleep.
Exactly. The REM sleep, just at the moment I was going to go to it, and I love the comment of the day theme, but that's okay. There was a comment response, and we may have even discussed this during the week. Our memories are having some gaps here this weekend, but the idea of pineapple on a pizza really offended you.
You know, there are certain things, and I can't really explain it, but certain things that I just am extremely opinionated about, and that is one of them. I don't know why, but the idea of putting pineapple on pizza, it just makes my head spin because it's just like, why would you put fruit on a pizza? And I know we had one listener that wrote in and corrected me because a tomato is a fruit. So, you got me. But, you know, you know, pineapple, no. And so we were talking about it on the air, and it was like, you know,
everybody
thought it was okay.
Everybody
Ty Bollinger thought it was okay. The board op thought it was okay.
You were on the losing side.
And then it was, I think, a day later, suddenly, people shut. Shelley Meyer was, I think, the first one, a great listener, Jake, that got the trophy.
Yep.
She rose to my defense, and I was like, gee, finally, somebody's on my side here. Now Kelby. Now, you remember Kelby?
I know, and we may have covered this, and we're almost out of time, Super D. So basically, Kelby sides with you and says, like Dr. Wolf talks about, not, you know, combining food improperly, that there's certain things shouldn't be eating together, like pizza dough and fruits, because the acid and the base, the starches. And you know, I've said this, yes, if you're weak and dysfunctional, not ideal. But when you are tip-top shape digestive-wise, you shouldn't probably be eating a lot of the pizzas that are out there that are not clean and organic anyway because of the glyphosate in the wheat. But you can tolerate occasionally the indulgence. And cook them less as far as the vegetables on them. If they're a little crunchy, you'd be better off because you're going to get those prebiotic fibers there that can facilitate better REM sleep as well. Because you know the nightmares that happen when you eat a crazy pizza.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember, if you want to see me picking carrots, you'll follow me at Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, or occasionally I do the Periscope, which is connected to Twitter, at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media. Upcoming events, we've got more I'll be adding hopefully this week. An event in South Florida, my friend Richard Pearl, Simply Natural. I'm going to be down there mid-March, and we're planning to do a live event at Simply Natural Health Foods, and they have their organic restaurant right next door. Usually they host there. So that's coming up. We got the big Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego, end of April, middle of April. Ty Bollinger and I and others will be together in Toronto, Canada for Total Health and more. We got more coming up, but go to robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. Captain Morgan will find you if you do not. And she wants to send you important information from time to time that way. So please do sign up there at robertscottbell.com. Now, let's see. What else we want to do? I was out at the track meet yesterday with my son. And, you know, he's a teenager, 10th, 11th grade now. Yeah, doing the pole vault, right? And I think his background in martial arts does him well. He's kind of fearless. He's going upside down on this thing, getting over. He's still his only second meet that he did it, but he did personal record yesterday. But he was a black belt at the age of 10, and we love martial arts. And martial arts movies are awesome. I think I want to take him. He wants to go see John Wick 2, a lot of martial arts in that. And apparently, Super Don, you found a martial arts story to wrap up today's show.
We don't talk about it much. I mean, we've talked about it briefly with Dr. Batar. He's quite an accomplished martial artist, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But I don't think this kind of martial arts is his thing, nor is it mine.
I'm going to guess not. Now, this started off with a video that's gone viral. And if you haven't seen this, you got to see this video. There's apparently this martial arts style called Iron Crotch Kung Fu.
Oh, my gosh. No, now, I don't want to see the video.
Well, no, dude, listen, I promise you, you got to see this. But apparently there's this martial artist guy where he's standing there alongside his students, and they are taking repeated blows to the groin area as a means of promoting this unusual form of kung fu. And it is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
No, it's not funny. What, you're a teenager now. Don't do that.
They take this very seriously. And we've got a little bit of audio here from the video, and I want you to visualize. Right. In this scene, you've got a guy standing there, and another guy has this big log on a chain,
It's like a battering ram.
Right. You would normally, on a swing set, you'd be riding back and forth on it, but they're driving this battering ram into the crotch of the iron crotch kung fu artist.
Imagine.
No, that's not, that's just not right.
It just, it does not look right. I don't know how these guys do this. And then there's this other scene, which is just, please, you've got to watch this video.
No, don't watch it.
Three guys standing side by side, holding bricks in their hands, and whacking themselves in the hoo-ha.
Listen to this.
Listen to this.
That's wrong. That's just wrong, Super Don.
Now, listen, I mean, I have mad respect for the martial arts. I do. And but this is different. Now, according to this Kung Fu master, by doing this, this is apparently some kind of treatment that will help men overcome, get this, erectile dysfunction.
No, that's not going to work. No, that's going to give you dysfunction.
You would think so, right? You would think so. But apparently he's he's been teaching this for like 10 years.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that, I guess, believe in this. And he says he wants it to become more popular and accepted by the public. So, good luck to you. I don't think I would ever try this type of martial arts. But guess what?
What?
In researching this story, I was trying to find out a little more background about these guys and where it came from, and I came across a video. Believe it or not, these guys moonlight as a male show choir.
A show choir? You love that singing. So do you have a clip of them singing?
Yeah, here's the men of the Iron Crotch Kung Fu School doing a demonstration as a show choir. Apparently, this Iron Crotch Kung Fu makes you a soprano. You know?
It does. Yeah, it doesn't. It makes you sound more manly. That's why I dispute that's going to help them with their erectile dysfunction. Just a thought. If you see this video, you might agree with me on that. Anyway, that's not the kind of Kung Fu we want you to do, but we're going to cover it because just important to know also what not to do to stay healthy and well, and if you want to have kids or grandkids one day. All right, folks, we're it for the day. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Batar tomorrow. Check us out on the webs at robertscottbell.com. All you need to know is that the power to heal is definitely yours, and those Kung Fu masters need arnica.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.